今天选读的经文记载在新约约翰福音一章一到十八节，会众请聆听上帝的话。太初有道，道与上帝同在，道就是上帝。这道太初与上帝同在，万物是藉着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是藉着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。有一个人是从上帝那里才来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。那光是真光，照亮一切生在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是藉着他造的，世界却不认识他。他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做上帝的儿女。这个人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从上帝生的。道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。约翰为他做见证，喊着说，这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是藉着摩西传的，恩典和真理是由耶稣基督来的。从来没有人看见上帝，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。本周箴言，本周箴言，请聆听经文出处，连续读两次。加拉太书二章二十到二十一节，我已经与基督同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着，并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信上帝的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。我不废掉上帝的恩，亦若是藉着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
Good morning and Happy New Year.
早，新年快乐。
Do you remember the year 2020?
你们还记得2020年吗？
Does it seem like a distant memory?
是不是想起来好像是好久以前的事了？
We were entering the year 2020 with great hopes and aspirations.
我们进入2020年的时候充满了希望还有愿望。
Then more and more rumblings came about a virus of pandemic proportions.
然后我们就听到了越来越多有关于疫情病毒的消息。
Of course, the pandemic has changed a lot of things, but did it change who you are?
当然这个疫情改变了很多的事情，但是它有没有改变你这个人本身呢？
Has it changed you negatively?
有没有对你有负面的改变呢？
I think we all hope not.
我希望没有。
But I think as you see people around, more and more people are on edge.
我们也看到呢，我们可以看到人们的越来越有紧张的情绪。
There's less consideration for one another.
好像对别人也没有那么体谅。
Less patience.
比较没有耐心。
Customer service has dropped.
我们也看到客服的这方面也越来越差了。
And is it just me, but doesn't it seem like...People are driving worse since the pandemic.
好像除了我以外，你们有没有觉得好像大家在疫情的时候呢，开始开车越来越糟糕了？
Isn't it so refreshing, especially nowadays when we are greeted with kindness and good cheer?
现在呢，如果碰到有人对我们很好呢，或者对我们有所鼓励，我们会觉得很非常的特别好呢，感觉特别好。
Today we're going to talk about how we can bring more of that light into this world.
那今天我们要讲的。题目就是说，怎么样能够把那样子一个好的光呢带到这个世界来
？Last week here in the Chinese service, Howard talked about having courageous faith.
上个礼拜，贺华在这个主日讲到的时候，讲到了勇敢的信心。
Trusting in God's promises.
要抓住上帝信实的应许。
Refreshed through his life-giving word.
要谨守遵行上帝的话语。
And strengthened and renewed in his presence.
要坚信上帝必与你同在。
In similar fashion, last week in Converge, we talked about being true to your God-given identity.
那上个礼拜在英文堂我们也谈到了怎么样认定上帝给你的身份和地位。
True to who he's called you to be.
你能够认识到上帝呼召你要成为怎么样的一个样子。
But before we go any further, let's bow our heads in prayer.
那我们继续以前，让我们大家一起低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父,
we thank you for this morning.
我们为今天早上来感谢你。
And Lord, as we enter into 2022,
当我们进入2022年的时候,
we don't know what's ahead.
我们不知道前面我们会看到遇到什么事情。
But Lord, our hope remains solid and firm in you.
但是主，我们在你里面的信心和希望是稳定的。
We know that you can see ahead.
我们知道你看到前方的一切。
You know what's before us.
你知道我们的未来是什么。
And you will equip us and you will guide us faithfully.
你会装备我们，你会带领我们。
May we follow after you fervently and wholeheartedly.
帮助我们能够全心全意地跟随你。
This day and the coming year.
就在今天还有在未来的日子，我们都能够跟随你。
We pray this all in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
As we work through the text this morning, we will see a certain writing style that John uses within this particular passage.
我们今天看到的这个经文，我们可以看到约翰呢用一个特别的写法来写这段经文。
It works from the outer verses and then it centers in around one verse.
我们就看到他从两侧的经文，然后慢慢的写到中间，以中间这节为主。
And that focal point in this morning's passage is verse 12.
那这个中间的这条经文呢，就是12节。
But I'm going to start us out with verses 3 to 5.
但是我要先从3到5节来看。
And so that reads, All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men.The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
这三到五节说的是万物是借着他造的，凡被造的没有一样不是借着他造的。生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光，光照在黑暗里，黑暗却不接受光。
For the connection, we drop down to verse 16 and 17.
那我们看到相关的新闻，就看到下面的16到17节。
Which reads, For from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace, for the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
16到17节说到了，从他丰满的恩典里我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。律法本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
This morning, I want us to recognize several things.
今天我要大家呢认识到几样事情。
And the first thing I want us to recognize is our standing.
第一个就是要认识我们所站立的位置。
And that's something that we do at the start of every Sunday service.
在每一个星期主日崇拜以前，我们都应该这么做。
Maybe it's become routine, but we start by recognizing our need of Him.
可能我们都已经变成了一个日常规的习惯了，但是我们应该来了解到我们需要他。
You see, if we are consumed with our own things, then we will ignore Him to satisfy our carnal desires and ways.
如果我们只单顾自己呢，只想自己的事情，我们就很容易就会忽略他，而且所有做的一切只要满足我们自己的要求和需要。
Think about it. Even in church this morning, whether you're in person or online or in the chapel, if you are consumed or tempted by your own things, you will likely ignore him.
试试想啊，今天主日的时候，你不管是在教堂里、在教会里，或者是在家里，如果你只想着自己的事情呢，你就会忽略了他。
Doing your own thing, satisfying your own carnal desires and ways.
如果你只做单想自己的事，单做自己的事，你只是满足自己肉体上的需要。
Whether it be falling back asleep, fiddling on your phone, talking to someone next to you, or thinking about what you want to eat.
所以呢，这些表现就会表现在你可能现在就在打瞌睡呀，在玩手机呀，或跟隔壁的人说话，或者是想着等会儿中餐要吃什么。
You may be thinking, but Jason, give us a break. At least we're attending church, right?
你可能说啊 ，Jason， 你不要那样子嘛，我至少来参加聚会了。
Let's highlight what John is relaying for us here.
我们现在来看看到底呢，约翰要我们知道看到的是什么。
You see, the law isn't a light unto itself. It is actually there to point us to the actual light.
约翰所要说的是，律法本身并不是光，只是帮我们呢指向光。律法本身并不能制造光。
It's not necessarily there to make light for itself.
律法本身并不能制造出光。
You see, on our own strength, we can make temporary light with our efforts, but it's not sustainable, lasting light.
靠着我们自己，我们可能可以制造发出一些光哦，暂时的，但是我们却不能持续发光。
Think of going through a long power outage with a crank light.
试想哦，我们在一个非常那个停电长的停电时间，我们只有这个手摇式的手电筒。
It would take a considerable amount of work just to get through the power outage, and in the long term, that is not how you want to live.
所以在这个大停电当中呢，你这有这个手摇式手电筒，可能可以撑一段时间，因为你要用很多的力气。可是呢，这不是长久之计。
That's what it's like trying to live by the law, earning your way.
所以这就好像是你自己呢，是靠着律法而活，然后再赚取自己的这个生活的方式。
You see, along with recognizing our standing, we also need to recognize his seat.
所以呢，除了我们要知道自己站立的地位以外，我们也必须看到他的座位在哪儿。
And so for that, we look to verse 1 and 2, which show us his place.
那我们在这里我们可以看到1到2节，可以让我们看到上帝的座位在哪儿。
It says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God.
这里说到了太初有道，道与上帝同在，道就是上帝，这道太初与上帝同在。
And for the connection, we drop down to verse 18.
那相关的经文在第十八节。
And it says, No one has ever seen God, the only God who is at the Father's side, he has made him known.
这里说到从来没有人看见上帝，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
So think about this. In the beginning, all the way back in Genesis, there's darkness, and then let there be light. Boom, he fills.
试想哦，在创世纪一开始的时候，一片的黑暗，突然间 boom 一声，他来充满了光。
Now this world that baby Jesus was being born into.
那这个世界是耶稣所出生的这个世界呢？
There's moral darkness, and then he comes in the form of a baby, light, boom, again he fills.
在我们这个世界充满了道德上的黑暗，突然间这样一个婴孩，他以耶稣以婴孩的样式进入这个世界，就砰一声，很大的光。
So is the main point that we are light bearers.
所以呢，这里看到的重点在于，我们都成为光的传送者。
Well, actually, let's look at verse 12 this morning, and we'll see what that focal point is.
那我们一起来看第十二节，这个重点的经文是什么？
And it reads, But to all who did receive him, who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
这里说到十二节，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就赐给他们权柄，做上帝的儿女。
Greater than just being a light bearer, we have the right to become a child of God.
所以我们不单只是一个光的传送者而已，我们更重要的是成为上帝的儿女。
Now, I think in our day and age in church, in the church, it can seem simple and casual that I am a child of God.
在教会，我们常常就会随口说我是上帝的儿女。
But we're talking God, the creator, the master, and father.
但我们谈到这个上帝是一个创造者，他是我们的主人，他是我们的天父。
In and through him, we have our being and life.
因为通过他，依靠他，我们才能够有我们自己的生命。
not simply the gift and joy of life, but to live life as a child of God.
我们不单单是有这个生命这个礼物，这份礼物还有这个生命的喜乐，而是能够活出上帝儿女的这样一个生命。
And why that is critical is we must recognize the amazing gift and opportunity that we've been given.
那最重要的是我们必须要知道我们给他上帝给了我们这么一个美好的礼物和机会。
To be called children of God.
能够成为上帝的儿女。
And also we need to recognize our role is as a light bearer or reflector, we must recognize our role.
我们也必须要第二要认识到我们自己的一个角色的身份地位，我们是光的传送者。
John highlights John the Baptist in his role in verses 6-8.
在第六到第八节，约翰怎么说
？And it says, "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to bear witness about the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to bear witness about."The light.
这里说到第六节，有一个人是从上帝那里差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。
Then drop down to verse 15, and we read, John bore witness about him and cried out, "This was he of whom I said."He who comes after me ranks before me because he was before me.
那我们看到下面相关的经文在十五节，约翰为他做见证，喊着说：“这就是我曾说，那在我以后来的，反成了在我以前的，因他本来在我以前。”
To put it plainly, John the Baptist is a reflection of his light. He was like the moon.
简单的说，约翰就是反射出这个上帝的光，耶稣的光，那他也就是月亮。
We too are to be like John, bearing witness and reflecting his light.
我们呢都应该像约翰一样，做成为他的见证，然后反射出他的光。
In fact, there's a song by worship leader Chris Tomlin called "Be the Moon."
有一首歌是由这个叫 Chris Tomlin 写的，叫做《成为月亮》。
And one of my favorite sections within that song states, I am nothing without the sun's amazing grace on everything I do. If you're shining on me, I'm shining right back for you.
我很喜欢歌词中的一句话，没有太阳奇妙的恩典呢，我什么都不是，什么都做不了。如果你照射在我的身上，我就反射回去。
We have the right to be his children and bearing his light.Being his ambassador to the world.
有权利能够成为上帝的儿女，我们是他的光的传送者，而且我们是他的使者，他的使者。
That brings us to verse 9 and 10.
那我们看到了第九和第十节。
The true light which gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, yet the world did not know him.
第九节第十节，那光是真光，照亮一切身在世上的人。他在世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
Then in verse 14 we read, And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we have seen his glory, glory as of the only Son from the Father, full of grace and truth.
第十四节说到了，道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
We must make the connection piece of who he is in our life and for our world.
我们必须要知道这个连接在哪里，他在我们的生命中是谁，然后呢，在对世界来说又是怎么一回事。
We must recognize our Savior.
我们必须要认识我们的救主。
All while recognizing and seeing that we have a choice with all the knowledge that we hold and the experiences that we draw from.
在我们所有的知识、我们的经验当中，我们呢有一个选择。
What will we trust and what will we live by?
我们会信靠什么？我们会为了什么而活？
In verse 11, it says, He came to His own, and His own people did not receive Him.
第十一节说到了，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
But in contrast, we see the blessing for those that choose to believe and receive Him in verse 13.
但相反的，我们看到我们那些接受他的人会收到怎么样的祝福？
Who were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
在第十三节说到，这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从上帝生的。
So we must recognize our choice even now.
所以呢，甚至于现在，我们都必须要认识到我们的选择。
Even when things are going well, when things are going well, it's much easier to go through the motions.
当一切都很顺利的时候呢，我们就会照着这样子每天这样子过下去。
It's much easier to be nice to people and giving and happy and everything.
所以顺利的时候，我们比较容易对别人好，对别人很慷慨等等的。
But as patience wears thin and circumstance after circumstance seems to be pounding against you.
当我们的信心越来越少的时候，然后呢，环境越来越艰难的时候呢
，That is when we need our God-given identity and character to shine through.
又在这个艰难的时候，我们才更需要上帝给我们的这个身份和地位，还有他给我们的品格来发光。
To put it plainly, church, this is our opportunity to shine.
所以简单的说，就是说，现在这个时刻是我们的机会来发光。
Not to just jump in with the world.
不是跳进跟世界一样。
To illustrate this, I want to close with a couple stories.
所以要来做一个说明呢，我要以几个故事来结束。
The first is about my two boys and their trust for breakfast on the table.
第一个是关于我的儿子，两个儿子，还有他们对于早餐桌上早餐的这个。
Skyler is six, and he will ask and receive a response. He will say thank you, and he will wait.
我们的大儿子 Skyler 六岁了，他会问要一样东西，然后呢，他就会我们会回答他，然后他就会坐在那等他谢谢我们。
Through his 6 years of life and the four that he probably remembers, he has seen faithfulness in this area of breakfast on the table time and time again.
在他生命中的六岁六年这个时光呢，他看到了早餐呢，桌上总会出现的这个桌上总会出现早餐，就是他看到我们是很信实的供应。
He trusts and he waits patiently.
他相信这个早餐会出现，所以他就耐心等待。
Noah is three.
我们的小儿子 Noah 三岁。
And he is not quite there yet.
他还没有到那个地步。
He asks, receives a response, and grumbles.
他会。问要说要早餐，然后我们就告诉他，然后他就开始抱怨。
Despite seeing faithfulness in this area of breakfast on the table time and time again,
虽然他这三年来每天都看到了早餐都会放在桌上给他吃。
He is impatient and grumbles a lot.
但是呢，他却没有耐心呢，常常抱怨。
But when Skyler was younger, he was quite similar.
当我们 Skyler 大儿子年小一点的时候呢，他也是差不多这个样子。
He's simply grown in character and maturity over the years.
那只是这几年来呢，他不断的在成熟，在长大，在性格上都更成熟了。
And as Noah grows in character and matures over the years, he too will get there.
那我们相信我们的小儿子 Noah 呢，在继续的成长当中，他也会更加的成熟。
Similarly, there will be areas within our lives that God is hoping we would trust him.
那相信同样的，在我们的身上，我们也有一些性格、品格，耶稣是要我们信靠他的。
And some areas may be easier than others.
在某些方面可能比较容易。
Because one thing I didn't mention is that Noah enjoys food a lot more than Skyler does.
我没有提到的是，我们那个 Noah 呢，他比 Skyler 更喜欢吃东西。
So maybe that plays a factor in the trust level, but regardless, character and maturity are crucial.
所以呢，可能这有些这方面我们比较弱，但是呢，无论如何呢，我们的性格和成熟度就是关键所在。
So to make this fair, one final story to further clarify this point.
那最后我要来结束，要公平一点的，我来解释一下。
Skyler loves his toys, games, and books.
Skyler 喜欢玩具、游戏还有书。
Just like Noah loves his food.
就好像 Noah 呢喜欢的是食物。
I wanted to bless and surprise Skyler with something, so I asked Skyler to go to his room, get ready to leave, and wait for me while I ordered something.
所以有时候呢，我要祝福或者给 Skyler 一个惊喜，我就叫 Skyler 说：“你去房间，准备好要出门，然后呢，等着我。然后我就会去打电话来订购一些东西。”
And most times he would see that I was up to something, and he would ask what I was doing.
那有时候他会看到我好像是我要做一些事情，然后他就问我说你在做什么？
Which makes it very difficult to surprise and bless him.
那这样子他这样一直问的就让我很难呢，那给他一个惊喜。
But this time he said, yes, daddy, and he went to his room, got ready, and waited patiently.
但这一次呢，他却说好，爸爸，然后他就去房间里，准备好，等，耐心等候。
I was so surprised, no questions, even as we headed out the door.
我觉得很惊讶，他一个问题都没有问，甚至我们要出门的时候他也没有问。
Finally, later that day, I surprised him and he exclaimed, was that what you were doing earlier?
最后呢，我就给他这个惊喜，然后他说，哇，他大叫说，爸爸，这就是你刚才在做的吗？
I was blessed and so was he.
我受到祝福了，他也受到祝福。
To know that he was aware of the fact that I was doing something, but that he also had the trust in me to patiently wait.
知道呢，他知道我在为他做一件事情，那他呢却能够耐心的等候我要替他做的事。
He trusted my heart for him.
他相信我为他的，我对他的心。
You see, that was a harder area than food for Skyler, and I was surprised by his growth in that area.
你知道在这个方面呢，比食物对 Skyler 来说更难，但是我很惊讶看到他在这方面的成长。
And as he gets older physically, he will only continue to grow in character and maturity in various other areas as well.
我们看他在不断的成长当中，我知道他的性格和成熟度呢，也会继续在其他方面，其他各方面都会成长。
Similarly, we are to continually grow spiritually in our character.And maturity.
相同的，我们在属灵上，我们的性格和成熟度也要继续不断的成长。
Some areas are easier to shine in than others.
在某些方面呢，可能比其他方面呢更容易发光。
And maybe in this pandemic time, we need to refine some of that character maturity, giving it over to Him.
可能呢，在我们这个疫情时间呢，我们要在我们身上的某一些不成熟的地方，真的要交给上帝，让他来在。锻炼我们。
Refine us, Lord, so that we can be used more for your kingdom cause and glory.
所以主啊，求你自己来更加的洁净我们，炼净我们，让我们能够为你的国度来发光。
And so taking that story I just mentioned into account, part of what allowed for that situation to work out.
那我们再来看看刚才我说的那些故事怎么样，为什么可以发展到这样子的一个地步呢？
Was Skyler recognized where he stood and where I sat?
我的大儿子 Skyler 知道他自己站立的位置，也知道我坐在哪儿。
He recognized the opportunity and his role.
他看到了机会，他也看到了他自己的角色。
He recognized what I could provide and the choice that he had.
他知道我可以供应什么，然后他也知道他有什么样的选择。
While it is much easier to do when things are going good.
当然在一切顺利的时候呢，比较容易做得到。
And that character maturity become more and more of who you are, not just an outward show.
所以呢，那样子的一个品格、一个性格，还有这样子一个成熟度呢，会是更是你自己的本身的品质，而不是在外面的装模作样。
Even as times get tougher, you will continually shine brighter.The darker it gets, because the reflection of His light cannot be denied.
但是，而且呢，在越来越困难、越来越黑暗的时候呢，你就会继续的发光，因为呢，这个光是不会被，一定会被看到的。
If I shine a light,
如果我打开一个灯
this light Whether it is bright right now or whether it is dark is the same brightness.
那这个光呢，不管你现在看到的是大光小光，这个光的光度是一样的。
But the darker it gets, the more you will notice it.
但是如果这个在黑暗的环境中，你能够更注意到这个光有多亮。
So let's shine a light so unique and unusual that points people towards Him.
所以让我们把我们的光能够照射发出的光是这样子的独特，能够把人转向他。
Church, this is our opportunity to see His light and to reflect it unto others.
各位，这就是我们的机会，我们能够看到他的光，把他的光反射到别人的身上。
Let's go, 2022.
让我们一起来走向2022年。
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen. 让我们一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
As today's watchword put it, we have been crucified with Christ.
就像今天的经文所说的，我们已经与基督同钉十字架。
It is no longer we who live.
现在活着的不再是我。
But Christ lives in us.
乃是基督在我里面活着。
And the life that we now live in the flesh, we live by faith in the Son of God.
并且我如今在肉身活着，是因信上帝的儿子而活。
Who loved us and gave himself for us.
他是爱我，为我舍己。
And we do not nullify your grace, O God, for it is the righteousness. If righteousness were through the law, then Christ died for no purpose.
我不废掉上帝的恩，义若是借着律法得的，基督就是徒然死了。
And so, Lord God, would you so minister to our hearts?
所以主耶稣，求你自己对我们的心说话。
Would you help us to see your light the more and more that this world seems to be crumbling in?
求你自己让世界能够越来越看到我们的光。
And would you help us to reflect that light unto others?
帮助我们把这个光反射到别人身上。
So that they too can know the hope that we have in you.
所以他们能够看到我们在你身上的希望。
So that all may know that they can too be children of God.
让大家都知道他们也能够成为上帝的儿女。
May we faithfully go out and reflect your light as your children.
求主耶稣帮助我们能够走出去，能够反射出你的光，成为你自己的儿女来反射。
We thank you and we praise you.
我们感谢你，我们赞美你。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣基督您的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.